Greetings filled with peace. Welcome back. Yay! I'm truly inspired by your dedication. Thank you for your presence. You are bringing peace and joy into the world simply by living it. In the first 9 lessons, you gained new insights and hopefully experienced peace and relaxation as we covered different parts of the sacred trust code. Now, as we arrive at the 10th lesson, we bring it all together to unlock the treasure. Each lesson in the sacred trust code has fit together like the intricate gears in a lock, essential and unique for the unlocking of treasured wisdom. This lesson contains an exercise designed to cultivate powerful awareness, which is a distillation of all my practices, and it is truly magical because it really works. It will help reduce your anxiety and clear your mind from endless unproductive chatter. When I look back, I remember how often I was worried, anxious, overwhelmed, and stressed, unsure of what would happen and how it would all unfold. If I could tell my younger self one thing, it would be this: everything will work out. Just have faith. Keep practicing all the elements of the sacred trust code with your heart, and everything truly will be okay. Over the past 30 years, I have learned that everything actually works out for the best if I give my best. Whatever has happened in your life is good, whatever is happening is better, and whatever will happen is the best of all. To maintain this awareness, we need a straightforward spiritual drill, a series of steps to deepen our experience. This is the one I'm talking about from this lesson, which is a distillation of all my practices and is truly magical because it really works. It involves intentional thought guides that help develop trust, understanding, and strength. I recommend practicing what we will call the trust drill both in the morning and at night, and a mini version of the trust drill to practice once an hour during the day. This trust drill, this is the longer version, is for you to bookend your days. I invite you to practice this trust drill 3 times in the morning and then at night. If you're unable to do it that frequently, at least do it once a day. Step 1. In this moment, I am safe. I am present. I am secure. Ask yourself, how am I feeling right now? Notice any emotions that arise without judgment. Simply observe and acknowledge them. Step 2. I let go of how things should be and how people ought to behave. I accept that my only business is to have the most uplifting and spiritual thoughts in this moment. Everything else I willingly surrender. I actively release my expectations. 3. I surrender my illusion of control. The most powerful thing I can do now is release my emotional investment in outcomes and simply observe my life like watching a movie. Step 4. I am conscious energy. I am light. I am love. I am peace. I am a gentle being of immense potential. Step 5. The love of the Supreme Being is constant, pure, and true. Nothing can separate me from this faithful love. I immerse myself in it, knowing that I am love, I am lovable, and God loves me absolutely. This love transforms me and makes me strong. I trust that this love is always within me, and I accept life as trustworthy. Take your time to write this down. Go over the last bit of audio if you need to again, and listen to it with some meditation music after you've written it down, or listen to this audio again and again until you learn all the steps. These are important steps. So to tackle life's daily stresses and anxieties, adopting the trust drill can make a significant difference. Let's explore how this drill can help bring calm and focus to your routine. Problem number one. Let's say Jane is feeling anxious about the state of politics and the world. She's feeling disappointed. I understand what she's going through, really. One of the biggest energy drainers is the cycle of hope, trust, disappointment, and devastation. This cycle can lead to deep despair, especially in the realm of politics, or even in relationships, actually. Jane might feel hopeful when a new candidate emerges, trusting in their values and actions. But then she finds out they've lied about everything, and this disappointment leads to even more despair. Challenge: Jane's immediate reaction to political disappointment might be to reach for her phone, endlessly checking the news and social media to understand what is going on. This constant consumption of negative information amplifies Jane's anxiety and distress, making it difficult to break free from the cycle of despair. So, how does Jane use the drill? To avoid repeating this cycle, Jane practices the trust drill 3 times in the morning and 3 times at night. Step 1. Jane starts by grounding herself in the present moment. She says to herself, "In this moment, I am safe, I am present, I am secure." She asks herself, "How am I feeling right now?" and notices any emotions that arise without judgment. Simply observing and acknowledging them. Step 2. Jane reminds herself of her limited control over external situations. She repeats to herself, I let go of how things should be and how people ought to behave. I accept that my only business is to have the most uplifting and spiritual thoughts in this moment. Everything else I willingly surrender. I actively release my expectations. Step 3. She releases her need for control and affirms, I surrender my illusion of control. The most powerful thing I can do now is release my emotional investment in outcomes and simply observe my life like watching a movie. Step 4. Jane reconnects with her true self. I am conscious energy. I am light. I am love. I am peace. I am a gentle being of immense potential. Step 5. Finally, Jane immerses herself in the unconditional, pure, altruistic love of the Supreme Being. The love of the Supreme Being is constant, pure, and true. She affirms to herself, nothing can separate me from this faithful love. I immerse myself in it, knowing that I am love, I am lovable, and God loves me absolutely. This love transforms me and makes me strong. I trust that this love is always with me, and I accept life as trustworthy. By practicing this drill each morning, Jane feels more grounded, calm, and ready to face the day with a positive mindset, breaking the cycle of despair and feeling a sense of inner peace. Let's visit another problem. Let's say David feels the urge to doom scroll at night, seeking distractions from his emotions. He struggles with low self-esteem, feeling inadequate and unworthy. The challenge he faces is that he's exhausted and unsure how to cope with his feelings without resorting to his phone. David is distracting himself watching Netflix and scrolling social media and feeling sorry for himself. If you think about it, in this case, David has two challenges. One, he has self-worth issues. And two, he's distracting himself about his issues. And how can David use the drill? David does the trust drill every morning and night. Whenever he finds himself getting distracted, he reminds himself, hold on, let me just turn everything off, switch off Netflix, put away my phone, and focus on my practice for just 5 minutes. He knows it's not always easy to break away from the constant stream of notifications and entertainment, but he values the peace and clarity that the trust drill brings. So just 5 minutes, he consistently makes this choice. David overcomes the challenge of distraction and stays committed to nurturing his inner calm. And he realizes all he needs is 5 minutes in the morning and 5 minutes at night. Step 1. David begins by grounding himself in the present moment. In this moment, I am safe. I am present. I am secure. He asks himself, how am I feeling right now? And notices any emotions that arise. Without judgment, simply observing and acknowledging them. Step 2, he lets go of his need for things to be different. I let go of how things should be and how people ought to behave. I accept that my only business is to have the most uplifting and spiritual thoughts in this moment. Everything else I willingly surrender. I actively release my expectations. Step 3, David surrenders his illusion of control. I surrender my illusion of control. The most powerful thing I can do now is release my emotional investment in outcomes and simply observe my life like watching a movie. That is David's silent conversation with himself. Step 4, he reconnects with his true self and says to himself, I am conscious energy, I am light, I am love, I am peace. I am a gentle being of immense potential. Step 5, finally, David immerses himself in the constant and pure love of the Supreme Being. The love of the Supreme Being is constant, pure, and true. And he says to himself, nothing can separate me from this faithful love. I immerse myself in it, knowing that I am love, I am lovable, and God loves me absolutely. This love transforms me and makes me strong. I trust that this love is always within me, and I accept life as trustworthy. By turning off his phone and other gadgets, and practicing this drill for just 5 minutes, David finds himself more relaxed and able to sleep peacefully, feeling a sense of calm and connection. Incorporating the trust drill into your daily routine, morning and night, can significantly improve how you navigate life's challenges. By dedicating these moments to grounding yourself and embracing your inner tranquility, you develop a deeper sense of who you are and how to live your best life. Next, let's talk about the mini trust drill. The mini trust drill is designed for you to do while walking and moving around. Take a few moments to memorize the steps and keep doing it during the day. You could use the timer on your phone and do it once an hour or more frequently. The more often you do it during the day, the better you will feel. The drill has 4 steps and goes like this. 1. In this moment, I feel safe, secure, and present. 2. I watch everything around me as a witness and surrender. 3. I am a soul, I am light. And four, I, the soul, am connected in divine love with the Supreme Soul. Life often presents us with various challenges that can impact our peace of mind. By incorporating the mini trust drill into our daily routines, we can effectively address and transform these problems into opportunities for growth and healing. Here are a few examples. So let's say Emily is having self-doubt and regret. She's really disappointed in herself for her inability to fulfill her potential. She often leaves interactions feeling regretful, thinking she didn't say the right thing or could have shown up better. Emily's challenge is she feels stuck in a cycle of self-doubt and regret, making it difficult for her to see her true worth and capabilities. She wants to practice the mini trust drill, but doubts its effectiveness due to her persistent feelings of inadequacy. However, she decides to give it a try, thinking even a small step might make a difference. And how does Emily use the drill? Emily decides to implement the mini trust drill throughout her day, especially before, during, and after social interactions. She uses the following steps. Before social interactions, these are the steps. Step 1, Emily acknowledges her feelings of anxiety and anticipation and says, "In this moment, I feel safe, secure, and prepared." Step 2, she takes a few deep inhalations and exhalations, centering herself and tells herself, "I watch everything around me as a witness and surrender." Step 3, Emily reminds herself of her inherent value. "I am a soul, I am love, I am worthy, I am enough." Step 4, finally she connects with the higher power. "I, the soul, am supported and loved by the divine source." During social interactions, this is what Emily does. Step 1, Emily remains aware of her feelings and thoughts, repeating internally, "In this moment, I feel safe, secure, and present." Step 2, she observes the interaction without judgment and tells herself, "I engage as a witness, appreciating the moment." Step 3, Emily silently reminds herself of her true nature. "I am a soul, I am light." Step 4, she maintains a connection with the higher power. "I, the soul, am in divine love with the Supreme Soul." After social interactions, Emily does the first step, that is, acknowledges her feelings of disappointment and says, "In this moment, I feel safe, secure, and present. I forgive myself and embrace my journey." Step 2, she observes her emotions and thoughts without judgment and tells herself, "I watch everything around me as a witness and surrender." Step 3, Emily reminds herself of her inherent value. "I am a soul, I am light." Step 4, Finally, she connects with the higher power. I, the soul, am supported and loved by the divine source. By practicing this drill regularly, Emily begins to feel more self-compassion and less burdened by regret. The mini trust drill helps her recognize her growth and potential, giving her a more positive self-image and a sense of inner peace. Now let's tackle stress at work. Let's say Jane often feels overwhelmed by the demands of her job, leading to stress and anxiety. Her micromanaging boss adds to the pressure, making it difficult for her to stay motivated and focused. What's the challenge? Jane wants to practice the mini trust drill, but initially thinks, "I haven't got time for this, I'm too busy." However, she then encourages herself, "Why don't I just do it anyway, just a little bit? Every little micro bit helps." Jane decides to integrate the mini trust drill into her daily routine. She sets a timer on her phone to remind her to do the drill every hour. During her breaks, she takes a few moments to repeat the following steps. Step 1. Jane acknowledges her current feelings and says, "In this moment, I feel safe, secure, and present." Step 2. She observes her surroundings without judgment and tells herself, "I watch everything around me as a witness and surrender." Step 3. Jane reminds herself of her true nature. "I am a soul, I am light." Step 4. Finally, she connects with the higher power. "I, the soul, am connected in divine love with the Supreme Soul." By practicing this drill regularly, Jane finds herself feeling calmer and more centered, even on the busiest days. The mini trust drill helps her maintain a sense of peace and balance despite the challenges at work. Let's address one final issue. Let's say we are having trust issues in new relationships. And let's say Mark finds a new partner. He's hopeful and he thinks that they feel the same way. And actually, think about it. You trust in them, but then you see that they're lying or not living up to your standards. Again, you're disappointed. How can you break this cycle of despair with the sacred trust code? First, we need to embrace the challenge. Imagine waking up one morning, weighed down by the heavy cloud of these thoughts. "What's the point of trying? Why should I trust anyone when I always get hurt? I can't even trust myself to make the right decisions." These thoughts can spiral into a dark place where despair and mistrust dominate. But this is precisely where the mini trust drill can serve as a beacon of hope. So let's take the example of Mark. Mark had always been optimistic about new relationships, but he found himself repeatedly disappointed by partners who didn't live up to his standards. The cycle of hope and subsequent despair took a toll on his emotional well-being. One morning, after yet another heartbreak, Mark woke up feeling a deep sense of despair. However, instead of succumbing to despair, Mark decided to embrace the mini trust drill. He acknowledged his disappointment and repeated, "In this moment, I feel safe, secure, and present. Throughout the day, Mark observed his partner's actions without judgment, reminding himself, "I watch everything around me as a witness and surrender." Each time Mark felt doubt creeping in, he affirmed, "I am a soul, I am light," and reconnected with his higher power by saying, "I, the soul, am connected in divine love with the Supreme Soul." As Mark consistently practiced the drill, he began to notice a shift in his mindset. The heavy cloud of mistrust started to lift, replaced by a sense of peace and self-assurance. He approached his relationship with a healthier perspective. He started trusting himself and his ability to navigate relationships with resilience. Incorporating the mini trust drill into your daily routine can really change how you handle life's ups and downs. By taking a few moments to center yourself and find your inner peace, you can build a sense of calm and strength that will positively impact your overall well-being. This practice helps you tell the difference between desperation and genuine trust, and it stops you from being so hard on yourself. Instead of feeling disappointed or having regrets, you'll start to show up as your best self. The more you practice, the stronger and more balanced you'll feel. This daily routine will help you navigate each day with more ease and confidence, improving your relationships and trust in yourself. Om Shanti, I am peace. Let's end this session with a blessing for you, Divine Soul. Wisdom. You have learned the art of filling your mind with benevolent thoughts and unlocking hidden treasures deep within you, the soul. This wisdom has revealed who you truly are and your ultimate destination, allowing you to live purposefully.